Thursday, November 23rd. Question came up this morning at staff meeting on the tax bill strategy. The principal concern Schultz has is that the bill is going to be managed by the Treasury when it goes into conference, and Connolly will be gone, which means it's up to Treasury staff, and he's very concerned that they won't handle it in the President's interest. We had a meeting first thing this morning with Colson in to see if we could try to get 40 to 50 target Democratic Southern congressmen who might vote right on the tax deduction, put the pressure on them with business especially. It was agreed we shouldn't threaten publicly a veto or special session, but we should be prepared for it and tell the associations and other departments to move in to put maximum pressure on this. President also wanted me to tell Ehrlichman to get going on having the AG intervene in busing cases whenever possible. He thinks justice should be into every case against busing anytime they can find an excuse to do so. Problem was the dock strike. Schultz felt that we had all the ingredients for a settlement in Miami, that it was just a matter of the actuary working out the costs, and so it was possible to have a settlement today, and if not, he thinks we should try for Taft-Hartley on the Eastern Gulf coast with starting the Board of Inquiry right away. He's concerned that it'll be higher than the coal settlement, but less than the West Coast, so the pay board's on a spot. The public members won't accept it. Management probably won't. We don't really care as long as we get the ports open. Next problem that came up was the discovery inadvertently by Schultz last night that Peterson's planning a European trip in December, which will pose a real problem with Connolly. Later today, the President was meeting with Connolly and called me in to really raise hell about his discovery that Schultz was taking that Peterson was taking the trip, and told me to have Kissinger and Schultz get it turned off immediately. He had a whole series of meetings with Connolly today on the international economic situation and the domestic tax question. The budget meetings basically will be with Connolly, Ehrlichman, and Schultz tomorrow. We got an agreement to drop the Latin American trip and the trip to Australia, etc. I talked to the President about it and convinced him that it was not a good idea based on the overall schedule. Kissinger then agreed to a meeting with Sato in Southern California at San Clemente, and he, of course, was all for scrapping Latin America anyway. So we have that settled now. The President decided this afternoon to go out to Redskins practice without any announcement. At the last minute, had me go along. He went out and spent about 20 minutes there, did a great job, and really jazzed them up. Should be good for some excellent coverage and great photos. They gave him a big cheer as he came out on the field. He completely befuddled them with his tremendous knowledge of football as he went through all of the comments he had to make about each of the individual guys, etc. President called me at home tonight to say that he'd been talking with McGregor, who thinks the Senate will stay in tonight and then not do much work tomorrow, so they'll be out early. Therefore, the President wants to shift the whole schedule around tomorrow, stack everything up in the morning, have a luncheon with Connolly, Schultz, and Kissinger with Arthur Burns, and then try to leave at 3 o'clock tomorrow to get out to California earlier. So we made that shift late this evening, end of November 23rd.